1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Follow after charity, love, and desire spiritual gifts, spiritual things, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men, to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, or really it's just in a tongue, edifies himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. When he says rather, that word means more. Not like instead of. Like, oh, I don't want you to speak in tongues. I would rather you prophesy, don't speak in tongues. No, no, he says, I would. Thelo, it's my desire that you would speak in tongues. You all speak with tongues, but more that you all prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except that he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Later on he talks about if what if all speak in tongues versus what if all prophesy. Okay, so here we have, this is an important chapter. Only because throughout most of history, you know, the record, as far as what is recorded, and some people say history, his story. But really, when I look at history, I don't see a lot of his story. I see a lot of man's story. And that isn't even what the word means. It's this guy's story, that guy's story. But history records whatever the recorder of history records. And it doesn't necessarily catch everything. But notably, throughout most of history, there is not a lot of speaking in tongues. There's not a lot of prophesying either, I should note. And the reason this is important is because in my earlier time as a teacher, I taught against tongues for many years. And when I say tongues, I'll just be real simple. I mean tongues as they are understood among, you know, Pentecostals and such like this day. And because that is how we think of them today. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, the apostles were all gathered together waiting for the Holy Ghost to appear. The Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, whatever, same thing. And as they were waiting, this rushing wind came upon them, and then these cloven tongues, like as fire, appeared. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then, the people in the room heard them all speaking in their own languages. And so, the events of that moment versus subsequent writings about tongues has caused quite a bit of confusion, I think. I certainly believe I was confused for a long time. And I'm certain I'm going to be enlightened even more studying it once again. But I put a lot of time into this chapter as far as in the past, not recently, I mean not right before the study, but I mean in the past, I've put a lot of time in it trying to figure out, okay, what are Paul's assumptions? You know, where is Paul coming from as he says this? Because a lot of the things, you got to understand, he's speaking to people that speak with tongues. And so they kind of know what he's talking about. Now, for most of Western history, there's not a lot of speaking in tongues or prophesying or healing or anything. Just a lot of blood, war, apostasy, heresy, fornication, ungodliness, uncleanness. I mean, look at the history of the so-called Catholic Church. It's one of shame and of sin and wickedness. As far as that history is just filled with all kind, all kinds of bad doings, bloodshed, murder, all in the name of Christ. And so spiritual things really don't come into play. I suppose if someone spoke in tongues back in that time, they would have said that they have a devil. I don't know. So I have to speak to the time I'm in. I realize that there's, I've never studied the history of modern tongues. And honestly, the history doesn't matter to me. You know why? Because I have my own history of it. My history is, I taught against it. And then one day, and for many years I prayed that God's Spirit would come on me. That I thought I needed His Spirit, and I prayed believing the prayer of faith. I believed. And thinking I got the Holy Ghost, but then somehow always feeling like I was missing something. Because of sin. And the depth of sin. Now even after I got the Holy Ghost, even though I was delivered from some sins, there were other sins that remained. And that have been perplexing to me to this day. You know? And to what extent that continues, that is up to God, I suppose. But if it were up to me, it would end yesterday. You know? But I knew I needed something. I knew I was missing something. Okay? Some people feel fulfilled, and so they don't look after. You know, as Jesus said to the Pharisees, the Son of Man did not come for those who are whole, because they don't need a physician. People who have it all together don't really need the power of God, because by their own power, they feel sufficient to themselves. You know, there are people who grew up and never had a drinking problem, and they don't need God to deliver them from alcohol. The thing is, if you are too strong in all that, not many mighty are called. A broken and a contrite heart, that is what is pleasing to God. That's what He says. That's what He wants us to be broken. People who can't be broken don't please God. And it may seem unfair because man wants to look at it from what man thinks, but God has determined in His own counsel how things ought to be, what pleases Him. So in the process of time, I received the Holy Spirit. And it was in a very powerful way. Because when I speak with tongues, now I don't know, I know some people this didn't happen, and I'm not questioning their tongues, but I'm just saying, when I had it, I taught against it,